handling so-called physical problems. All there is to so-called physical disorders is fear or worry or adverse thinking seen and felt objectively. There is no such thing as physical or bodily disease. The seeming physical or bodily disease is never physical or bodily. It is purely so many mesmerized states. And because disease is not physical, but is mental in its nature and origin, its diagnosis must be mental, and its method of healing must be mental. All there is to our so-called physical ills is our seeming ability to become so mesmerized with adverse thought that we feel this disturbed thought, and thereby our feelings are objectified or outpictured as so-called physical ills. It is self-evident that the actual claim for which we should be treated is our own mesmerism of some aggressive mental suggestion. It may be that we have accepted some individual's thinking as our own thinking. Suppose all the world thinks or believes that I can have heart trouble. I cannot have heart trouble unless I think I can, or accept the mental suggestion that it is possible for me to have heart trouble. And suppose I really seem to have heart trouble, because the adverse thought that I have accepted as my thought is objectified or outpictured as heart trouble. Heart trouble is not the actual claim, but mesmerism or hypnotism is the actual claim for which I need to be treated. It is the mesmeric thought of the whole world claiming to mesmerize me into thinking what others think. And this false claim never could be objectified as my heart trouble if I did not accept the claim as my own thinking and fear it. Even if the whole world thinks that I have heart trouble, this malpractice or aggressive mental suggestion of mortal mind is powerless to make me think erroneously and in this way cause so-called physical ills on my body. Let us not forget we are free thinking agents, free to think as mind. It is not sufficient to treat or deny that I have heart trouble, because I have no heart trouble. My heart was in the beginning held subjectively within its cause, and there it remains today. What seems to be my heart trouble is my mesmerized state or disturbed thought seeing and feeling itself. My seeming heart trouble is purely mesmeric suggestion, and that is all there is to my heart trouble. The claim that I am mesmerized with the world's thinking that I can have heart trouble, or can be mesmerized by my belief that I do have it, is what must be handled specifically. My seeming heart trouble is in no way connected with my heart, but is purely an experience of mortal mind. It is not enough just to declare that my seeming claim of heart trouble is unreal, or that it is only a lie, or that there is no truth in it, no reality in it. That is not enough to meet the claim unless my understanding of reality is great enough to wipe out all at once, the whole claim of mesmeric suggestion. I must see that mesmerism is doing all of this, that aggressive mental suggestion is manufacturing my so-called heart trouble and all its material accompaniments. If I have accepted all these adverse thoughts and have become influenced by them, then I am the victim not of my body, which is purely spiritual, but of mental suggestion of supposititious mortal mind. Just denying the claim is not enough, and this is far too common a tendency among Christian Scientists. My seeming heart trouble is a mesmeric mental condition, and I must deny that such a mesmeric state is possible. The aggressive mental suggestion of inaction, overaction, cessation of action, or impaired action must be treated specifically as mental suggestion and not as the objectified symptoms called heart trouble. The aggressive mental suggestions that are mesmerizing me must be discerned and uncovered in my own thinking, and are to be melted away by the unfoldment of truth and love in my own thinking. The Christ Consciousness. We are our own Savior. Quote, "Where the Spirit of the Lord is, that is, where these unfoldments of truth and love are, there is liberty." Close quote. We must refuse to think that there is such a thing as mental malpractice or adverse thought, or that we can be mesmerized by malicious mental suggestions. Truth and love, being infinite, is all that is going on. And since truth and love bring to the surface these aggressive mental suggestions, then truth and love master them. We know that the belief in aggressive mental suggestions is false, even if we seem to be mesmerized at times with these suggestions. Divine science has revealed their falsity to us. Therefore, the important thing for us to do is to discern and understand and declare that we, as the Christ Consciousness, or anyone else as the Christ Consciousness, cannot be made to believe in material suggestions such as jealousy, criticism, fear, worry, and doubt, and objectify them. When we clearly discern the falsity of the claims of aggressive mental suggestion or adverse thought, this discernment will prevent the seeming influence of errors ways of thinking. To discern and uncover and prove the nothingness of these claims is the work of every Christian Scientist. We should not only do this for ourselves and for our patients, but we should help our patients to do this for themselves. We heal our patients by handling the claim of aggressive mental suggestion, that is, by making nothing of these claims entirely within our own consciousness. The more we make nothing of these claims for ourselves, the more we make nothing of these claims for everyone else in the radius of our thinking. Aggressive mental suggestion or adverse thought is the prince of this world, and has nothing in us. There is nothing in our Christ consciousness to respond to it. These seeming mental suggestions cannot do a thing to our Christ consciousness. As we know that we are the Christ consciousness, this knowing is the Christ consciousness that breaks down every mesmeric suggestion of fear and reigns supreme in love. Knowing that we are the Christ consciousness frees us and vanquishes every seeming discord and inharmony. There is no other way under heaven whereby we can be saved except the Christian Science method, which is to maintain our Christ consciousness as the only consciousness. We understand that aggressive mental suggestions are not something to be combated. And it is our work as Christian Scientists to discern the nothingness of mental suggestions, to understand that mesmerism is not power because there is only one power. Aggressive mental suggestions have no cause, substance, or law. Therefore, they have no power to act or to be. And we of the Christ consciousness should not give them power or presence. Aggressive mental suggestions are void of intelligence because they are only adverse thoughts of a supposititious mind. They are not mind, therefore they cannot act as mind or cause. Neither can they be objectified as effect. They have no substance wherein to act upon the Christ consciousness. They have no law or principle to support them or to enforce themselves. Mrs. Eddy, in the following citations, has eliminated entirely every reason for giving these seeming suggestions power or entity. In miscellaneous writing, she says, quote, "The Lord reigneth, let the earth rejoice. No evidence before the material senses can close my eyes to the scientific proof that God, good, is supreme. Though clouds are round about him, the divine justice and judgment are enthroned." Close quote. Again in miscellany, she says, quote, "Lest human reason becloud spiritual understanding, say not in thy heart, sickness is possible, because one's thought and conduct do not afford a sufficient defense against it. Only he who learns through meekness and love the falsity of supposititious life and intelligence in matter can triumph over their ultimatum, sin, suffering, and death." Close quote. That's the end of part two of Martha Wilcox's Association Address of 1940.